This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I've got to ask you about the U.S. election. As you point out, you're not an American citizen. You're an Australian. You know, you're clearly not rooting for Hillary. But are you rooting for Trump?
No. I mean, if we have good information on Trump, we publish that. If we have good information on Hillary Democrats, we publish that. I would like to believe that no organization, no media organization in the United States would not have published the DNC emails. But I don't think that's true, actually. I think MSNBC wouldn't have published them. I think the New York Times wouldn't have published most of them. And that's sad. There's incredible politicization in this election of the media. And it is a bit concerning, the allegations that by the Clinton campaign that everyone is a Russian agent are really disturbing. Why is that? Well, because bizarrely, Hillary Clinton, the Democrat, has positioned herself now to be the security candidate. She's powered up with the neocons responsible for the Iraq war, and she's grabbed on to this kind of neo-McCarthyist hysteria about Russia, and is using that to demonize the Trump campaign. The Trump campaign has all sorts of things wrong with it, but as far as we can see, being Russian agents is not one of them. You know, some people have asked us, when will you release information on Donald Trump? And of course, we are very interested in all countries to reveal the truth about different candidates that people can understand. But it's really hard for us to release anything worse than what comes out of Donald Trump's mouth every second day. I mean, it's part of his charismatic appeal that he speaks off the cuff. But, you know, that's difficult for Donald Trump to overcome a lot of those things, even with a lot of great material coming out by WikiLeaks or other publications.
You know, who would have thought, Scott, at this point that we would be relying on Julian Assange to vet our presidential candidates? I mean, if this does not, in and of itself, indict the mainstream media, I don't know what will. I mean, millennials, for a while now, you know, probably for the last decade, have looked to other media outlets for their information, and this continues to grow. And why? Well, because they cannot rely on the mainstream media here in America to do their job. You know, this was blatant in, you know, when Barack Obama was running for president. You know, and I got to tell you, I am galled by all this reference, you know, that Hillary Clinton wants to make about Barack Obama's birth certificate. Let's rewind here. Who first brought it up? It was Hillary Clinton. It wasn't Donald Trump. She was the one that first brought it up, if you remember. But, you know, this is what you have to do and remember with the Democrats. I mean, they are really good at stepping away and, you know, kind of letting the problem stick with Republicans and others when they're the ones that bring up the problem to begin with, and somehow it gets associated with the wrong party, like the Ku Klux Klan and on and on. I mean, her speech the other day, it was laughable. You know, she's sitting there talking about what the Republicans are doing and how they've abandoned black people and, you know, haven't paid attention to them, and I'm going, wait a minute. The Democratic Party has a long history, and I would say, and I understand, that you get some people in, and it's hard to let go, you know, when you think, okay, I've got all the facts, you think you do. This is the challenge of this radio show, and our commitment to you is to pursue the truth. Make sure that we're making decisions based on the facts and the truth of the matter. And I got to tell you up front, the Democrats have done a great job. It's all for them about the sustaining of their position in political office. You know, don't think Hillary Clinton is going to take this lying down. Look what she's been able to do in defending herself time and time again. And you say, and even then, defending may not be the right word. It's just obstructing justice and blocking things. I mean, she's fighting for her political life. And Julian Assange says, hey, get ready. There's more just around the corner. We'll talk with Megan Barth in just a moment as the conversation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And we're still giving away those Ben-Hur tickets, so if you want to go see the movie free, all you got to do, drop me a line, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That's the email address. Tell me you want to go. And also, if you'd like, we've got a soundtrack from the movie and the book as well. We'll package it all up together, so just make sure you include your address. Hey, Megan Barth is with us right now, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Meg, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you. Happy Friday.
Hey, it is, isn't it, Tom? Hey, can you imagine, I was just saying, did you ever think that somebody outside of the country, Julian Assange, would be vetting our president these days?
Yes, with this administration, I'm not surprised. You know, I don't know if you caught the news because, you know, the mainstream media basically entirely donates to the Clinton Foundation, so we can't get the truth from them.
Right.
But buried within a lot of the AP story and the various other emails that Hillary Clinton didn't try to destroy was a definite pay-for-play. And she didn't talk about this on Anderson Cooper, of course. Because she continues to lie. But the Prince of Bahrain, did you hear that story?
How he
how he was trying to get a hold of Hillary Clinton and he could not through normal channels.
Right.
So once he pledged $32 million to the Clinton Foundation, voila, the door
opened. Open sesame.
Yep.
Yes, exactly.
And do you know what the Prince of Bahrain got for the $32 million? He got toxicological agents and arms sales. And if I may, just read this quickly. Soon after the correspondence about a meeting, Clinton's State Department significantly increased arms export authorizations to the country's autocratic government, even as the nation moved to crush pro-democracy protests. As Bahrain money flowed into the Clinton Foundation, State Department documents showed that between 2010 and 12, the Clinton-led State Department approved $630 million worth of direct commercial arms sales to Salman's military forces in Bahrain, reflecting an 187% increase from the period of 06 to 08. And the increase came as Bahrain was violently suppressing uprisings. Mm-hmm. During those Arab Spring uprisings of 2011, remember the left was telling us this is what democracy looks like?
Yes, right.
When Bahrain was accused of using tear gas on its own people, the Clinton-led State Department approved more than $70,000 worth of arms sales classified as toxicological agents. Now, I didn't think we were supposed to meddle in the affairs or elections of other countries, but for $32 million, you get arms to use against your own people.
Hang on, just pause just a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
Because what people need to see, and they've been asking for, they go, well, there's no smoking gun. This looks like a smoking gun, doesn't it?
The Prince of Bahrain, who would normally get access through normal channels to the Secretary of State, any honest Secretary of State, she would normally be able to talk to him, meet with him, etc. It was not until he went around the normal channels and pledged $32 million to the Clinton Foundation did he gain access, much like the other 86 or 85 donors that gave $156 million collectively.
And then the Democrats want to spin it and say, oh, well, we're just we're cherry picking here. I mean, wait a minute. Let's confuse the facts here. Let's blur the lines here and forget that there's an obvious quid pro quo here. And I know all the attorney pundits, the legal pundits have been going nuts over there and going, hey, there's no, you know, we just can't find a smoking gun. Well, here's a case in point. And, you know, Peter Schweizer has, you know, revealed this. I mean, this isn't like it just happened the other day, Megan. He revealed this, you know, back early, or the latter part of last year, and everybody's had a chance. The media's had a chance to read it, but they spent so much time trying to discredit it. But it's one of those things because it's fact-based. There is so much smoke there that they cannot deny it. They obfuscate. They do everything they can to block it, but it keeps haunting her because we're not dealing with the truth yet.
No, and that's why I say that the truth will be the people's revolution in this election.
Yes, I like
it
that.
That and God are the only two things that are going to save us from a Hillary Clinton presidency. A corrupt slush fund, a corrupt woman who did everything she could, even using a program called BleachBit, in order to wipe her server so it cannot be traced. 33,000 emails, and she used the specific program which is intended to prevent recovery, called BleachBit. We would have never known any of these emails existed if it wasn't for the AP lawsuit, Judicial Watch through FOIA requests, as well as Citizens United, and the discovery of her private server by the Benghazi Committee.
Exactly.
We never would have known about that private server.
Well,
another quid pro quo, and I find it very interesting that all of a sudden Hillary Clinton finds the Russians to be her enemy. Because in another memo in 2009, which Rafi Williams connects, the son of Juan Williams, the sale of Uranium One, which was 20% of our uranium reserves, to a Russian oligarch who gave the Clinton Foundation $32 million as well. And she said to the New Hampshire paper in 2015, she had nothing to do with the uranium transaction. That is not something she handles. Outright lie. She sat on a committee on foreign investments in the United States. That's what secretaries of state do. And by her not opposing this deal, which was recommended by many diplomats from around the world, as well as Congress, she did not use her position to stop it. And we had no problems. She had no problem with the Russians giving them basically more power by giving them 20% of our uranium reserves.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. But then also, as she said in her own words, Megan, she says, follow the money. So follow the money. That's what Peter Schweizer did. Who was the crony? Who was the insider of the Clintons? Who got benefit from this deal and then sold it to the Russians? And then also, what did it do directly for Bill Clinton? I mean, this stuff is all so obvious. Again, you know, like I tell people, basically, you look at, you know, the average speech, you know, price for a past president, about $70,000-$80,000. That's what the average is. As soon as she becomes Secretary of State, and this is the only difference, because it wasn't like Bill Clinton had hit on something and had something marvelous and absolutely incredible that people needed to hear, and his speech value went from $70,000 to $80,000 to now hundreds of thousands of dollars, and almost in one case as much as $1 million.
An investment bank from Russia, in timing with this deal, paid Bill $500,000 to speak. His speaking fees rose 44% when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State.
But we can't consider that as any kind of quid pro quo. And then on top of that, he makes the announcement. He says, if she gets elected president, then we're going to step away from the Clinton Foundation. I mean, if that isn't a self-indictment right there. Right?
Yeah.
Well, more from Megan Barth as we go to break right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Staples. The back-to-school season can be stressful for parents and students alike. As the end of the summer approaches, many retailers are already stocking holiday candy and decor, making it difficult to find school supplies. Parents can rely on Staples to have the school supplies their children need in stock throughout the back-to-school season, at the lowest prices guaranteed. Christine Mallon, Vice President of Retail Marketing at Staples, joins us to share some back-to-school advice.
As the start of school approaches, many retailers have moved on and started stocking for the next holiday. At Staples, parents can shop confidently, knowing that we're still in stock on all of the back-to-school essentials they need at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Staples keeps school essentials in stock all season long at the lowest prices. Shop the Less List for School, weekly school steals, and take advantage of the 110% lowest price guarantee to stay on budget. For more, visit staples.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go. You started something to see. That ever since we met, you had a hold on me. It had to be true. I only want to be with you.
Hillary song. You know, you had me at, I got money for the Clinton Foundation. I just can't resist that. I don't know why. Maybe it's just in her DNA. I mean, if it wasn't, so real, it wouldn't be so funny, because at the same time, I got to tell you, we were interviewing and talking about, I don't know if you've seen that book, Megan. It's kind of a satire inspired by Peter Schweitzer's book, Clinton Cash. It's a kind of a graphic comic book by these two artists. And these are comic book artists of all kinds. But they have a sense of humor, and we found it quite quite refreshing and entertaining, because they've taken, you know, what's been going on in real life and are, you know, showing it back to us in a very comedic sort of way. Very, very funny stuff. They've done a great job with it. And this is, all inspired by, the Clinton Cash movie and the book itself. But it's real, sadly. I mean, it's what's happening. It's how we've been manipulated and we've been lied to. And the fact that we're still entertaining this candidate is just unbelievable to me, because you wonder where... what kind of influence this will have? Because I still maintain that Bill Clinton's shenanigans in the White House with a with an intern, with a young intern, had ramifications, and more than I think, you know, socialists, you know, and sociologists, I want to say, want to explain and really deal with. I think it was had a grave effect, and I saw this happening in different aspects of our society. And I'm wondering, even now, like some parents are saying, "Hey, my kid doesn't have a problem with lying anymore because they're hearing about the leaders of our country lying, and it's having an effect culturally."
Yeah, absolutely, and normally Marxism does. I call it cultural Marxism or creeping Marxism. It's where everything that is a lie is the truth, and everything that the truth is a lie. And then you look at behavior, basically derogatory or degradative behavior all of a sudden is elevated, whereby good behavior, ethical behavior, moral behavior is put aside. And this is the problem when you have leaders that rise, much like Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton, especially on a global scale, with all of their scandals that follow them, continued on with the lack of ethics, moral, and integrity, now that they're champions, right? They are champions of the left, these two, these liars, and scam artists. You know, like Trump said, it was hard to understand where the State Department ended and the Clinton Global Foundation began. They treated the State Department like their personal hedge fund. And this is massive corruption. And for the Democrats to rig the election, which we found out from WikiLeaks, really undermines the integrity of our entire country, whereby they would rig an election. But then in the next breath says that there's no such thing as election or voter fraud.
Exactly.
They can't have it both ways.
Yeah, and A.G. Holder did the same thing. And I'm thinking, this is the same guy that ignored the Black Panthers, right? There in Pennsylvania, and ignored him and just kind of just said, well, there's really not a whole lot there, and didn't do anything. Well, I guarantee you, had the tables been turned and it was a Republican, it had been a Tea Party group, they'd still be in jail.
Well, absolutely. And this is where the federal agencies are being used against the American people, whether it's the IRS attacking the Tea Parties or whether it's the Department of Justice raiding gifts and guitars. And you remember the Fairness Doctrine, Bill? We're not talking about that because it's gone off the wayside. But this is the totalitarian left, and this is what is going to come back should Hillary Clinton be president, whereby anybody that doesn't agree with them will be silenced, because that's what totalitarians need.
Well, that's what they're doing. I mean, look what these AGs are doing. What you had a dozen or so AGs that said, hey, look, if you don't agree with climate change, we're going to put the pressure of the law on you. I mean, it's already, it's already affecting scientists, universities, tenured professors. If you're not drinking the Kool-Aid with the rest of us, you're not part of the reindeer games, and you're going to lose your job. You're going to be discredited. So this has been going on already. And, we keep warning people, but they somehow think that it's not going to happen at a theater near them. And guess what? It already is. It is so pernicious. that people are just, you know, taking it for granted. You know, I want to talk to you a little bit about Trump's speech and his response to Hillary Clinton. You know, and I think the point was well taken, is Democrats, you can tell how panicked they are. Whenever they get panicked, it's like a comedian. When a comedian panics on stage, he starts to use, and she will start to use, you know, four-letter words. You can see it every time. They panic, and there's just something about the use of four-letter words. And to this day, I still wonder why the audience will laugh. Okay, I go, that's not funny. You know, but, you know, and maybe they're laughing because they're seeing the comedian panic and they use the four-letter words, I guess. And for the Democrats, their response when they panic is they throw out the race card. And Hillary Clinton, you know, she had the full deck, including the old maid she was throwing out as far as the race cards. And Trump, to his credit, had a great response, right?
Yeah, the signs of desperation are resoundingly clear. All of a sudden, the vast right-wing conspiracy is now the vast alt-right-wing conspiracy, where most of her supporters don't even know what that means, and quite frankly, I don't really either as a Trump supporter. And she is definitely grasping at straws. It shows signs of desperation. But Trump did not only respond. Trump cut her off at the pass, because before she gave that speech, which she was late to, she was probably getting hydrated. Mm. Before she gave that speech, he said, you know, we understand that she's going to come out and, you know, basically say the old canard. Mm. And because he cut her off and got in front of the story, that is just an incredible offensive that I have not seen or witnessed from a Republican candidate or nominee. Normally, with the charges of racism, Republican candidates shrink back and don't fight. He actually brought the fight before she even struck the first punch in order to establish the narrative and say, look, people that want safety and security are not racist. People that want to walk to school in safety and security are not racist. People that want integrity, et cetera, established back in our democracy are not racist. People that want, you know, new energy and jobs, et cetera, are not racist. And that
exactly.
was perfect. Perfect way to dispel the myth of the race card that the Democrats can only play, because that's the only thing that they can conjure up and talk about, because they refuse to talk about the truth.
And this is what leadership does, Megan. It gives place and it gives cover for the people out there that are starting to see the truth. I mean, heretofore, I mean, if Mitt Romney was running, and which he, you know, of course, did on many occasions, and was attacked, he just fell back on his heels and left his supporters hanging out there. Trump's going, no, hey, come here. I've got cover for you. And now let me ask you one thing, because it came to mind here the other day I was watching this. Is Fox News starting to get chopped up here a little bit, or is it just me? I mean, they seem to be losing. I mean, there's certain things where, you know, okay, there's no objectivity. You know, it's out the window. But in other areas where they were kind of more newsy and reporting, they're kind of selling out a little bit here. And I've been surprised. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, I am just so tired of the same old failed pundits being on Fox News Channel, whether that be Karl Rove or Eric Erickson or any of the moderate Republicans like Dana Perino. They have nothing new to say. They've been wrong since the beginning of this primary, and they need some fresh blood.
Yeah, I would think, but I just, it was surprising. You know, Shepard Smith was, you know, saying some things
well,
the other day, and I go,
Shepard.
Yeah, I understand, but still, it's like, wait a minute, we're coming way out of the closet here now, and it's a little bizarre. But anyway, hey, you got to love this season. They give us plenty to talk about, and
we do every Friday.
And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we keep the truth and the facts right before you, ladies and gentlemen. Megan Barth from ReaganBaby.com. Thank you, Megan. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour.
August is National Immunization Awareness Month. Parents, this is a reminder for you to take your adolescents and young adults to their healthcare provider to get any recommended vaccines before they head back to school. This includes vaccines to help protect against meningococcal disease, an uncommon but serious bacterial infection that can attack without warning. With the recent cases and outbreaks at colleges and universities in the U.S., it is important that parents talk to their healthcare provider about getting their children vaccinated against meningococcal disease before they go back to school. Dr. Richard Chung, Director of Adolescent Medicine at Duke University.
Two different vaccines are needed to be fully immunized against meningococcal disease, a vaccine that helps protect against groups A, C, W, and Y, and a different vaccine that helps protect against group B, also known as MenB, which accounts for nearly 50% of all U.S. cases of meningococcal disease in 17 to 23-year-olds.
Visit www.stopmenb.com to learn more about MenB and available meningococcal vaccines. This message is sponsored by Pfizer, Inc.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I known it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving the theater in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it is. Given the choice, let's make it a great day. Coming at you 3 hours every day, fresh, just the way you like us. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you happen to be where I'm at in Hawaii, very early right now, 3 to 6 Hawaii time. Joel Pollack is with us, senior editor at large at Breitbart News. His new book, See No Evil, 19 Hard Truths the Left Can't Handle. Joel, congratulations on the book. Doing quite well. It has definitely hit a nerve and exposed the truth to America, whether you want to see it or not, right?
Yeah, it absolutely has. And we're seeing it right now play out in this political debate. And you're going to see things get worse, uglier, as the election goes on.
Well, you imagine. I mean, we've been saying that come the debates, they ought to put a tarp out there because you know it's going to get bloody, right?
Exactly.
It's going to be. I mean, you just can't almost wait, you know, for that opportunity because, you know, what you appreciate about Donald Trump, like him or not, he's going to tell it like it is. And, you know, Hillary is has not been exposed to something like this. She can only hope that there would be some cover, that Gary Johnson or Jill Stein would be allowed to be on stage, because then she might be able to bob and weave around those two. But if it's mano a mano, her and one Donald Trump, it's going to be bloody. I think they could almost turn it into a pay-per-view event.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, just talk about blood and tarps. I remember there was this thing they instituted in the NBA. They probably still have it. Blood timeout. You know, we pause the action.
Yes, they still do
as well. Yeah,
without a doubt. Yeah, that goes back, especially, you know, with Magic Johnson. Remember when Magic Johnson was diagnosed with AIDS and everybody was afraid about that? Then it was like, okay, whenever there was any blood, we're going to stop and take care of it. Yeah, it's that is still alive and well. And here, you know, blood is spewing. And you can tell the Democrats are panicking, especially in light of Hillary's latest speech. And she went after you guys pretty harshly.
Well, I think Andrew Breitbart would have been proud that he and his wife are the number one targets of the Hillary Clinton campaign late in the game. I mean, this is not what a candidate does when they're actually winning. They don't spend their time debating a website. And clearly she wants not only to shut us down, but to send a signal to anybody in the future who might criticize. I think it's a very troubling sign for what her presidency might look like. That she's willing to devote an entire speech to slandering and lying about a news organization in an attempt to score political points. I think it's very dangerous. And I think she miscalculated because I think the speech fell flat. But I was there to hear it. And, you know, I talked to people in line outside the event. They had no idea about what the was, which was supposedly the topic of her speech. And I think this is an attempt to distract from the scandals of the email server and scandals of pay-to-play at the State Department, where foreign leaders would give money to the Clinton Foundation to get meetings with Mrs. Clinton.
Joel, what you just said a moment ago should be, quite the awake. Let's awake America and see it for what it is. Her attack on Breitbart News is that, you know, what is the job of the media? But to ask questions. The problem is Democrats and Hillary Clinton specifically has been so coddled by the mainstream media that they've been able to run a shadow government, run the Clinton Foundation, lie about lying, be as evasive as she can. And here we are. We're dealing with this stuff. And then, you know, the other thing is, it is amazing to me how she and President Obama kind of want to throw up the birth certificate issue. Nobody's bringing it up. They're the ones that bring it up. And I said the other day, I go, wait a minute. Only because they brought it up. And I was talking with Liz Peek. I go, Liz, it wasn't that, you know, Donald Trump presented the birth certificate. President Obama himself presented the birth certificate. And it just kind of like, you know, it's a phony document. And, now he wants to jest about it and just kind of joke about it. And she does. And let's go back even to the campaign of, the OA campaign. Who was the first one to talk about the birth certificate? It was Hillary Clinton.
Right. And in fact, it was Barack Obama himself. I mean, he, as we showed at Breitbart News, had a literary agent who was advertising him as having been born in Kenya. Of course, it's not true. Yes. He wasn't born in Kenya. Because his mother was a citizen, wouldn't have made a difference to the presidency either way. But the idea for the birther thesis probably comes from Barack Obama himself. His agent had that bio up her website for almost two decades before finally taking it down when he started running for president. But the claim that he was born in Kenya didn't originate with Donald Trump. I mean, that was something that people spread. By the way, spread as part of a deliberate strategy to make him out to seem not quite American. We've seen the Mark Penn memo from 2007 where that was going to be the focus of the Clinton campaign, and the Clinton people ran with it once, especially she wasn't doing so well anymore. So that she's her own birther as far as moving that idea into mainstream politics is concerned.
Well, the Democrats, whether it's the Tea Party or now this latest boogeyman that they want to refer to as alt-right, I know our audience, it's only been recent that people have been hearing about alt-right, and now this has become the latest red herring as brought up and is being relied upon by the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. Explain to our audience, unfold that in a couple of minutes here, Joel, alt-right and what they're perceiving this to be.
Well, we've written a little bit about it at Breitbart News, particularly our tech editor, Milo Yiannopoulos, who knows much more about it than I do. But essentially, it's a term used by people within this part of the debate to describe their own movement as an alternative to mainstream conservatism. And they have many different views. A minority, I think, of the alt-right are outright hateful people, and they're shunned by other people on the alt-right. But there are some people with different views about nationalism and race and that sort of thing, some of which you could quibble with and others you have outright disagreements with. But the point is that it doesn't really mean anything different to Hillary Clinton than what she has always said. I mean, this is a new version of neocon, neoliberal, just another boogeyman, as you put it, another word they use to attack their opponents. And she's basically lumped everything all together and said that this fringe group now controls Republican politics. A fringe group has controlled Democratic politics for more than a decade, starting with the anti-war movement, then moving on to Occupy Wall Street, and now Black Lives Matter, which Hillary Clinton has embraced, even though they've chanted for killing cops and embraced anti-Semitic views of Israel. So, you know, if you want to look at the bigotry, I mean, look at Hillary Clinton herself. In 2008, she was castigated by the media for using racist language and trying to stop Barack Obama. I mean, if anyone is responsible for the alt-right, it's Hillary Clinton herself.
Well, did you find it quite ironic? I mean, she's talking about people that you associate with. And I always find, Joel, we were mentioning this earlier with Megan Barth, that, you know, whenever, you know, that old saying, when you point one finger, you got three fingers coming back at you, so you got to be careful about what you point. And, you know, she's talking about the association of Donald Trump as if people would totally ignore and not remember at all her associations with the Saul Alinskys and her statement that Margaret Sanger was her, you know, that she just so adores Margaret Sanger, and of course Congressman Byrd as well, and you know, and on, you know, people that have, you know, again been aligned with some of the bad news of the Democratic Party, but yet somehow they've been able to, you know, throw it across the aisle and make it stick a little bit with Republicans. I find this quite ironic, don't you?
Absolutely ironic, and it's a sign, I think, of how desperate Clinton is to avoid this corruption. But we'll see how that goes.
Well, as you say, you know, she's got to throw a lot of smoke bombs out there because we just had a release of 15,000 emails from the FBI, and you go, wait a minute, she said she turned over everything and turned over 30,000 emails. Now we got 50% more that suddenly, you know, come about. I mean, what is that telling us? The one and only Joel Pollack from Breitbart.News, Breitbart.com, has been with us. Thank you so much.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, you want to be in the running for those free Ben-Hur tickets that we've got? By all means, all you got to do is drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me to put you in the hopper. We pull out your name. You get that. We've got the movie soundtrack and the book as well to give away. Well, it is time for the Lolo Girl. We're talking the Lucy Girl herself. She's with us, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, nationally syndicated host herself, a motivational speaker, and just a tremendous woman of God. So it's always good to have her with us. Lauren, how you doing, honey?
Well, you see why I show up. My love language is words of affirmation. So you hit it right every week. I leave feeling loved and filled up.
Well, that's the way you should be. And I'm sure Robin takes very good care of you. And to that end, along with the 16 dogs, although we're not supposed to declare the 16 dogs. But
Robin said, tell Bill to quit saying that. People are going to think we're crazy. I'm like, they already think we're crazy. What difference does it make?
Well, birds of a feather flock together. Well, we've got a whole lot to talk about. The scandals, the emails abound for Hillary Clinton. It's a slow drip process. Julian Assange the other night said, hey, but there's more, and we're going to be, you know, giving those to you once we vet them all out. They're actually doing a better job on those emails than our government's doing on the refugees. What do you think about that?
Well, I know Robin and I were talking last night, and I'm like, I want to beat my head against the wall. What else is it going to take? Because we're hearing all this, but then if you open up magazines, you turn on the news, you watch pretty much anything, people are like, oh, Hillary. And I'm like, what? What? I don't get it. I mean, I just get so frustrated, so I almost have to, like, go in a closet, shut the door, and just sit down and start praying before I implode. Yeah. I don't understand it. Like I said, we know with her what we're getting. At least with Donald Trump, we have some hope of the things he's promising. I watched versions he was on with Sean Hannity the past couple days. I think it was pre-recorded. I don't know if it was live, but it was really great. I mean, I learned a lot more, you know, about him and the people that are surrounding him, and I felt even more favorable. I did say this to Robin though last night. I said, I am very concerned. I have been, but I'm even more concerned. I'm concerned about this election because you wonder with the polls, I mean, or what they or what they're saying, is it accurate? Are they skewed? I think we're all asking these questions because a lot of the times, except for I think recently in Florida, Hillary's still leading, and so that concerns me. I mean, do people not care at all? I mean, I just am at a loss daily.
Well, all that could be possible. I mean, they could be cheating on the polls. I mean, after all, what do they mean anyway? Again, it's a snapshot. There are some polls that are obvious, but when they get mixed into everything else, people just don't know for sure what they're counting on. I've been warning them. I said, forget the polls. You know, you got to just look at what's going on, because if you follow the polls, you're going to be on a roller coaster ride, and they have a tendency to be all over the place until we get down to the nitty-gritty. You get down to about a week, 2 weeks out, they start to tighten up a little bit, and a couple of reasons for that, I believe, and that is that the pollsters themselves, you know, it's required of them to have some level of veracity. Otherwise, people aren't going to pay attention to them. I mean, these polls that, you know, are, you know, 25% in favor of Democrats, you know, where they're interviewing Democrats, it's like, okay, what do you expect? But, you know, they don't, you got to find that out in the really, really small print that's what they've done. So, yeah, they work the system, and that's what they're doing. Lauren, I got to tell you, anecdotally, you know, I'm doing a lot of traveling these days. We're still in Hawaii right now, and in my travels I still see this groundswell that the mainstream media is not picking up, and it's that groundswell that gave Trump the nomination. And I agree a bit with Kellyanne Conway and the pundits. You know, the pundits are making fun of her, and you know, when she talks about this kind of silent majority that's sitting out there in the shadows and getting ready to pull the lever for Trump, but they just don't want to cause problems. I mean, you know, look at this poor gal that wears a hat, to a Home Depot that says, let's make America great again. Everybody gets offended about it. I mean, her job's being threatened. Are you kidding me? I mean,
dealing with that because Robin got some bumper stickers, and we're like, okay, are we ready for our car to vandalize?
The back end of your car keeps missing every other day. Is that what you're telling me?
No, but we're serious. And the other day I saw somebody with a Trump sticker, and I went by, and I'm like, thumbs up. But, you know, he'd probably gotten flipped off 20 times to my one thumbs up. But I understand that. I mean, do we want to put a sign in my dad's front yard? He's 86 years old. You know, I mean, do we want to take that chance? And I guess we're going to have to make that decision. But the fact that we're not allowed to believe what we want to believe, that is frustrating. And I wanted to ask you all, did you see, I think it was Waterworld with Bill O'Reilly, but they were interviewing, you know, just basic man on the street, and they were asking, and I can't remember who the figure was, but it was like, do you think so-and-so should, you know, win the nomination? It was somebody that had died. Karl Marx,
and I don't think it was Waters World. It was somebody else who did it. But yeah, they were asking Karl Marx, and they go, "Oh yeah, I mean,
I'm all for him. He needs to. Yeah, I mean, he's my guy. I mean, oh, not once, but like over and over. That concerns me. You know, that people, you're not any more engaged in what's going on in the world around you. You don't care about your own country and who's in leadership. That was baffling to me. I mean, if they would have said, now, could you tell me who Karl Marx is? Maybe there are history disputes, but to be all for him and they don't even know who he is, another man is dead? They don't even know what he stands for?
Only one gal was going there telling her friend, he's dead. She was kind of getting it.
They're going, hey, don't say you're for him. He's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, but that seems to be the way of this government. I mean, what we have right now and what these progressives would want us to experience, Lauren, we could only hope that that way of life and that projection would be dead. But unfortunately, we've got, our institutions, our educational institutions have indoctrinated our kids for the last several decades. And is it any wonder that they have no perception of the exception of America, all the hard work, the level of responsibility that this country has been founded on, has developed over the years, and we seem to have abandoned it with this, with this very sensitive millennial group that's coming up that, you know, needs to have their safe space and all these trophies at the drop of the hat just for, you know, kind of wanting to show up. up, not even wanting, right. not even showing up, just wanting to show up.
Yeah, you get fourth place for just thinking about it. You get a ribbon for just considering it.
Exactly. No, it's absolutely obtuse, but you know, it's rather interesting. You know, to your point about all this, you know, how casual we are about the president of the United States, but meanwhile, there's a swimmer at the Olympics that goes to the bathroom in the wrong area, pulls down an advertisement, and I mean, this guy's being disowned by all these people. I mean, the hypocrisy that's going on in this country. I mean, he's probably thinking at home going, wait a minute, I just pulled down a sign and I went to the bathroom in the wrong place and I'm sorry, I got drunk and everybody disowns me. And meanwhile, we've got a national candidate that is lying three, you know, she's lying about lying, as even people in her own party have said, and she's still a candidate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is hypocrisy, and it's laughable, and it's sad, and it's disturbing. Now, I was encouraged when I saw the young lady interviewed. It was last night or the night before, and she's really involved in the Hispanic culture. She mm-hmm. is an attorney. I think her last name is Delgado. Is that ringing a bell to y'all? And she said that she feels like she's completely a Trump supporter, that the Hispanic vote is not going to be as skewed as what they're thinking. I mean, she really said some things that made me go, wow, that's encouraging, you know, to me, because she said, we want this country protected. And I don't know where this information is coming, that all the Hispanic vote's going to Hillary. She said, that is simply not true. Did you all see that?
It's not a monolithic vote. You're exactly right. And the thing is, I just spoke with a Trump advisor, and I said, you know, Trump has to, you know, he's going after the black vote, and all that's fine. But last time I checked, that still only represents 13%. 41%, roughly, is the Hispanic vote. And I'm going, what are you doing? You know, you're, last time I checked, even in Common Core standards, 41 is still a bigger number than 13, right?
As far as I know, now, you know, Matt and me are not friends, but that sounds right.
That's big enough, right? I mean, you know, so I'm going, but you have to be sensitive and understand that you can't go around, you know, bashing Mexico all the time. I mean, there's ways to work things out to where it's negotiable, it's win-win, and he's got to appreciate his New York state of mind and attitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not necessarily warm and fuzzy for the, you know, for the Hispanic culture. We believe in respect. We believe in you know, being a gentleman, and that's so a lot about what Trump is promoting can resonate and connect with the Hispanics, but he's got to be real careful about bashing Mexico the way he does, because there's still some nationalistic pride that runs deep within the Hispanic culture.
Well, and you know that.
Yes.
All people know that.
Yeah,
and
I think I do.
I mean, you do. And that's where we're coming from with Donald Trump, for those of us that are like, please be the hope that we have, and just what comes out of your mouth, be careful what you say. You know, be encouraging, be uplifting, be presidential, all these things we've been talking about for, what, 6 months. And so it seems to me, as of late, that he is being more guarded about his language. Last night when he was with Sean Hannity, he did apologize for a lot of the things he said. You know, he's like, I shouldn't have said that. I was wrong. I think he was just in that old world of The Apprentice.
Yes.
You know, he was a different world than being president of the United States. And last night, Sean Hannity said, well, what do you think about your son, Don, running? He's like, nah, I think I'd rather him just stick to the family business. You know, he's like, it's really, really rough. And I said, Robin, yeah, he's worried because he's thinking, oh, my word, if he takes off the politics, what the heck am I going to do with my company?
But, exactly.
You know, I think he's just having to learn as he goes, because, I mean, did he really think that he was going to do this well? I doubt it.
Yeah, no, there's a learning curve you have to go through. Well, Lauren, we're all out of time.
That's crippling you. I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid military spokesperson.